We are live actually on this session as well, so hopefully people are seeing what we're seeing here in the screen. We're going to start with a presentation and a demo on smart care in Ethiopia. And so let me start by welcoming you all to this session. This is the one of the computer demonstration sessions. The title is Electronic Health Record Implementation and Public Health Uses in Africa. We have a couple of just terrific presentations about this. My name is Walter Suarez. I'm with Kaiser Permanente and a member of the Board of Directors of the Public Health Data Standards Consortium, and I will serve as a moderator. I will not provide you a detail or description and bios of each of the presenters. I'll let them introduce themselves and their programs respectively. And so we're going to start. We have two presentations. The first one is on electronic health management information, and that's smart care in Ethiopia. And we have for this presentation Dr. Wuleta Lema from Tulane University. She's the co-director of the Center for Global Health Equity in at Tulane, my own alma mater. And after her, and she's going to bring a colleague to help in the presentation as well. And after Wuleta, I think we're going to hear from Bobby Jefferson from the Futures Group on implementing e-health, EMR, for low-resource hospitals in developing countries. So this is a very exciting session because we're going to hear how all these new technologies that are emerging and that are being implemented in the U.S. and other countries around the world are being used in developing countries, and how they kind of interface with the non-high-tech technologies like paper and pencil. So without any further ado, I think I'm going to turn it to Wuleta for your presentation. So thanks.
Thank you very much. It's very exciting to be here and tell you all about some of the work that we are doing in Ethiopia. As mentioned, I'm a director of Center for Global Health Equity at Tulane University. The center has a number of programs in a number of countries, and one of the biggest programs that which I will be discussing about is in Ethiopia. We have been working in Ethiopia actually for many, many years. Tulane has been educating a lot of public health specialists from Africa, as some of you may know, and in Ethiopia also. Since 2004, as part of collaboration with CDC, we started working again in Ethiopia in monitoring and evaluation and informatics and also pre-service education. Today I want to concentrate on one of the work that we have been doing in collaboration with CDC on health management information system. I will also bring in my colleague, Hiwata Sfai, who's head of our health informatics for work in Ethiopia, so that he can demonstrate some of the softwares and things that we are working on. Just I want to give you a bit of background. Ethiopia, like any other African country, has a good paper system, but in the last number of years, as the health facilities started growing and the number of healthcare professionals also exploded, the government decided that a centralized health information system needs to be established, both paper and electronic. And I think this is very unique in the whole of Africa. For the last 3 years, we have been supporting the government in harmonizing every paper system in the country. I don't even know if it has been done anywhere else. So before, if you go to a facility, and especially if you are a chronic patient, you can get your card today, and if you come after 10 days or 1 month or 6 months, there is no guarantee that the same file can be taken out. So the first thing that we try to work with the government is to make sure that the paper system, which is the basis in the works that you do, is harmonized. So basically creating, Ethiopia have different kind of layers. There is a federal level, regional level, which is comparable to states here, zonal level, and warada level, and the lowest level is called qabales. At federal level, there are some specialized hospitals, as you can see. Regional level, there are regional hospitals. Specialized hospitals means that they have the specialized cares. Regional hospital, they have the four departments. And also then you have district hospital, which is mostly primary health care. And then the health centers and health posts. At the health center and health, at the health center level, you may have like a clinical officer or health officer heading it. And so the complexity goes as you go up. And as you can see, a lot of facilities and a lot of district office. So the first thing that we worked on is to really harmonize the paper system and make sure that patients that move from one facility to another facility, or since there is a lot of human resource movement, a doctor or a nurse move from one facility to another, the paper system is the same. They are familiar with it. So it took us around now 3 years almost. More than 45,000 healthcare professionals have been trained. More than maybe 14 million forms have been printed and distributed. So it was an overhaul system. So based on that, the government asked us to help them develop an electronic system. After discussing with a number of things that are available out there, we worked with CDC to partner with CDC Zambia and take the initiative they started for smart care. And we took smart care, but in Ethiopia, we made it bigger. Basically, we made it to have, because the Ethiopia's interest was for smart care to be implemented at hospital health center level. So it needs to have the whole thing, outpatient, inpatient, laboratory, pharmacy. It took us some years, but it is locally made, locally staffed, and now we have around 100 facilities that are implementing that. And a facility cannot implement unless they have the paper system ready, and they have worked on the paper system at least a quarter. So it's not like you bring the electronic tomorrow to a site which doesn't know what you are talking about. And as part of that smart care, we were asked by the government to develop the smart care, to put it in a facility. Depending on the size of a facility, needs a lot of computers, as you know, and a lot of connectivity and networking and things like that. So, but the government's need, urgent need, was for information to come from the lowest level, which is the warada, the lowest health administration level, up. So we have been working on one part of smart care, which is called EHMIS, the Electronic Health Management Information System. And that system is being deployed to 811 sites. The waradas are increased, often, but around 811 sites, 72 zones, and the regions and the like. So part of that standardization that we went was indicator definition was done. The disease list for reporting and case definition was done. Again, making sure that the paper form and the standards are first set up. Client-patient flow data elements were studied. Recording and reporting forms were done for the whole country. Procedure manuals and information use. And like I said, more than 40,000, 45,000, anybody who touched any paper of health has been trained. And there are few hospitals now that are left to be trained. The reason that this was done was before, there were many partners asking many sites to give them many reports. The partner comes and they have a program, whether it is on HIV or whether it is on immunization. They want their own indicators, they want their own forms. The government said no, we will harmonize our indicators nationally, and that should be good enough for everybody. And then what is at a site level, that means what is at a hospital or health center level, that is depending on the provider, what they need. So that's why the indicator harmonization took a long time. But if you see it, In many countries, you believe it cannot be done, but if you see it, it can be done. It just needs some kind of political will to do it. And then based on that, that really reduced the data burden. Even the cycle of reporting was different. Some send per week, some send per month, some send 6 months. So the government couldn't have any picture. Government, I mean, not only federal, but at all levels. They don't know what was happening. So this was also harmonized completely. Everybody knows when they need to send and when feedback needs to come to them. And also, harmonized the data channel and patient information at the facility level. Like I said before, if I come today and I go to a doctor, the doctor fills my, you know, what my history and the rest of the things. And then after 6 months or something, that file may disappear because it is not individually based. One of the things that we were able to do the first was to help create something called individual folder. So now, any facility who has implemented the reform health information system has individual folder. So any patient now has their individual folder. So if a doctor disappears from that side, the next doctor when they come, even if they don't have the electronic system, they can always go back to the paper system and have everybody's folder. This is very important, especially for chronic care patients. So that is part of it. And then the harmonization of indicators, as you can see, the indicators were divided by category, something associated with family health, disease prevention and control, resources, and health system indicators. Were around 100 plus indicators were agreed nationally to be implemented in it. The HMIS captures much of the service and disease surveillance data from client-patient records and also from health professional maintenance of care and flow. HMIS report contains data required to calculate the indicators. So at a level, for example, at health post level, the lower level I showed you about, we have something called health extension workers. These are 10 graders. So they only do prevention services, immunization, malaria kind of thing. So the indicators are based on what they can collect at that level also. And so, like I said, this is the ministry wanted an electronic system to go hand in hand with the reform that is happening with the paper system. It was an initiative with the ministry, Tulane University, and CDC. And my colleague will explain to you now on the actual eHMIS model. Like I said, smart care is modular. This is one of the modules that we deal with on eHMIS.
I have some slides. Good afternoon. So the software has some major features, and like Dr. Wulta was mentioning, initially the software was designed to be implemented at a clinic scenario where we have an electronic medical record system with all the outpatient and other modules. So wherever you have implemented the clinical EMR system, this module is capable of abstracting the data, that is the reportable indicators, from the abstract registers within the system and report it automatically for you. And again, the same system, wherever you don't have the full-fledged EMR implemented at clinics, you can use it as a data entry point where you can manually tally from the abstract paper registers and then report to your subordinate or appropriate levels. So besides that, another advantage is if you have access to electronic means of reporting, it can be a CDMA or a GSM access or any internet access you might have, including dial-up, you would be able to report your report electronically. That gives you an advantage of having a deaggregate data at higher levels. So at higher levels, you'd be able to drill down and see which facility has reported what indicator and which disease, which are the top 10 diseases and so on and so forth. The 108 indicators would be able to drill down up to the facility level. So that gives you a deaggregated data for analysis. The other thing which you cannot do with paper-based system reporting is you would be able to calculate how much of your data has been complete. If you were expecting 10 facilities to report to you, and 9 of them have reported, you would know that you have one missing and you would take appropriate actions before the due date of reporting comes up. The timing of the reporting is monthly, quarterly, and then annually. So there are specific times you're expected to hand over your report, and that this electronic system would help you in coming up with a complete and validated reports. And the system has checks built into it so that there are certain logics. You cannot misreport this, unwanted values on the system. And the other thing is you'd be able to analyze your data. The whole point of the HMIs has been designed so that information is used at the point of collection. That is, the facilities should be enabled to use their data, and then after that only they're supposed to report it. So the system would encourage that by allowing them to map their target versus their achieved, so that they know how much they're supposed to perform, what they have to do if they are under their target or if they are not likely to meet their target. So all those things have been built into the system. Before I go into detail, I would like, for those of you who don't know SmartCare is a Windows-based application with Microsoft SQL at the back end. It's a .NET framework. So that's the platform we use to develop the software. If you don't have any electronic ways of reporting your system, you can easily export the file on a flash or a CD and then import it at another level. There are various ways we manage to secure and somehow carry the information as a small parcel as much as possible so that we could use all available technologies. The system is also role-based, so you can have login IDs and you can have multiple points of data. You can have data clerks hired at the regional level if you don't have the resources, the computers to deploy this at all levels throughout your system. You would have all the types of reports that we were talking about, OPD, IPD, reports, service reports. You have other reports like top 10 disease list. You can also report other ad hoc reports that you want to generate for your specific locality. The other component within that software is also disease surveillance reporting. As part of the HMIs, there are certain reportable diseases, and the system is capable also capturing that and reporting to you. This is the chain I just talked about. You would have an aggregate data flowing up from the Kabale. You see that health post, this is the community reach, and they would have a certain part of the indicators reported. And so you see the blue lines are the direct lines. So what we call as Wareda in Ethiopia is like a district health office. So the health post would be reporting to the district health office, where the data would be aggregated against other health posts as well. The health centers or the clinics also report to the district health office, and they aggregate all the health center reports, and that's how the whole chain is made up. So using the electronic, you'd be able to see all the deaggregate data down to health posts, depending on how much deaggregate data you have captured on all the labels. For communication, the system uses simple file exporting. The file is encrypted, and then it's compressed and encrypted so that it's approximates almost 24K. We will be able to sneak that kind of file through dial-up or the lowest means of communication, because broadband is not that much abundant in Ethiopia, and majority of the sites might barely have a dial-up access of speed or a CDMA, which is 1x CDMA is amounting almost to 156 kilobits speed. So we really thought through to compress the file, and we worried about security, so we were able to compress the file, and the email access we use is SSL, and we would easily be able to send it through email or through any removable media. These are the just flashes of the charts you'll be able to do performance versus where you're achieved. Sorry. We have an integrated GIS capability in the software. That is meaningful from the district all the way to regional and the federal level. There are various ways we have implemented the GIS. One is The GIS information is used to uniquely tag the facilities itself so that your data will be tagged to it, and you'll be able to map out your indicators depending on that tag. The other thing is we used this GIS to come up with disease surveillance reporting mechanisms so that whenever the disease occurs, we'll be able to pinpoint it and report where it has occurred. I can go through, I think, for the online folks, we can leave it and then they can go through the software. I'll just give you a quick run through. So you would have a login. I would log in for now as a super admin so that I would be able to go around in every feature. I'm not going to be restricted. I've set up the system so that it's set up for a hospital at one of the locations. You can select other places, but when you are at a hospital, you'll be able to query and search for patients and go through all the modules for that. There are certain attractive features about SmartCare concerning the EMR, which the smart type, this just tells you, you can have, the Ethiopian names, common Ethiopian names have already been entered into the database so that people won't misspell or mistype their names and have duplicated patient charts and all that. For the reporting, we would go into the reporting modules. I'm not going to go through the detailed EMR presentation, but I'll just go through the aggregate report types. Whenever you go into this, you would have all these menus. The first thing is to set up and configure the site. The way I'm configured is, it tells you here, I'm at the Bishoftu Zonal Hospital. It's a zonal hospital, means it is reporting to the zone. And this would be a facility level reporting. So for this, I can set my yearly targets. I can set certain indicators which my zone has given me I'm supposed to achieve that year. I can set up certain communication parameters, like which email I'm supposed to use. Usually we'd use an official email, which is moh.gov.et, but I just, for the sake of demo, I just put a Gmail. You can put that. Usually you would want to have a CC. That request has been done by the zones and the regions so that they know whenever a report is written or sent out, they would like to know. So even though, like, for instance, if it's a zonal hospital, even though the zonal hospital is reporting to the zone, the region is interested to know that when the zone reports, they want to have that. So we can include an CC email address, the zone and the region's address, all these parameters. This particular dial-up setting is, if you have a dial-up server configured, you can also enter it there, and you can be able to dial into the server. Contacts, backup, and for updates, these are the entries in here. For data entry, we tried as much as possible to mimic the paper format of reporting. Reason being is we want them to easily be able to go through capturing data and entering it. So if you have a full EMR already implemented, you would have said fill from the patient records, and you would say load, check that box, and it would be able to populate your for instance here, your malaria cases, your diarrhea cases, and all that from the registers. If not, you would be able to edit, and then if you have tallied it, you'd be able to enter the data here. Likewise for all the data elements, we've kind of based on feedbacks from the users, we've tried to shade the females as pink, so that they're aware they don't put in, male data into the female. Those are certain things we did. This is an Ethiopian calendar. So Ethiopian calendar is it's a Julian calendar, 7 years off from Gregorian. I'm not going to save that now. So for this reporting period, you can do the same. Just like the OPD data entry, you would do the inpatient department data entry. You'll be able to do service data. There are certain, you see these shaded areas are not meant to be reportable by a facility. That is meant to be reported by a health administrative unit. So basically district health office, zonal, and so on. So those things will be automatically shaded off depending on the type of facilities you have. And likewise, you'd be able to enter all these data and you'd be able to save them. And annual, the same thing. Once you're done with this data, you'll be able to view your reports and then be able to send them or post them. That means whenever I have like an APD, I can generate that report. But right now, it will be empty. I haven't done any entry. And then I'll be able to send out this report. The look and feel of this report, again, mimics the paper, the paper report. Once I have viewed it, verified it, I'll be able to say, send report. So I'll be able to send it. It will ask me for which method. I can save it to disk. I can send it through email, the parameters which I've entered. Or I want to re-update it, and I'll be able to re-update that. So let's just do send email. I know it's going to be empty, but we'll see. And after that, if you go into communications, and if I say, just a minute. Yeah. So the communications component of the software will help you if, like, if I'm a zone, remember that hierarchy, if I'm a zone, I would be able to import data. That means from whatever reports I'm getting from the levels below me, that's whether the district or another facility, or export my data. So this is where I would be able to download data or export the data. It will be an XML zip file, like I've mentioned. And the system also enables them to exchange, just like an email application, messaging. Like if they don't have phone access or other means of exchanging data, they will be able to exchange certain texts using the same application. That's one of the features. We have added log files so that they know or account for the amount of time they've logged in onto their onto the internet, so that they will be able to account for that. The charting and analysis module component will help you, just like I've said, will be able to help you map or chart these indicators against the reporters. So I can map out, if I had the top 10 cause of morbidity for male category, I'll be able to map it out. Right now it's empty, but I'll be able to chart that and see it. And that's one of the procedures also in HMIS. They're supposed to display and chart and map out certain indicators as part of the procedure of the HMIS for information use. So these are the indicators, and you could also do the map, just like I've mentioned. You can select particular indicators and be able to map them on your screen. So in short, this is what the application would look like, and this would be also installed in all the levels, like district, regional, and federal level, and they can use the same application, the same looks and formats, just like the paper, and be able to have a complete and validated report, a health information report. That's all right.
Excellent. Thank you.
We have time for some questions from the audience, so I'm going to try to run and take the mic. Oh, go ahead, and we'll have to repeat the question for the audience.
But. So when the electricity goes down, do you automatically go to the paper-based system?
Yes.
And then when the electricity comes back up, how do you find time to catch up? Do you have to re-enter everything into the electronic system?
Well, one of the reasons why we do also, as a regulation, as the Ministry of Health would keep, you'd have to, even if you have entered the data electronically first, you've captured it on a computer, as a law, you're supposed to take paper backups. So you would file your reports on paper in your cabinets. So anytime when the computer goes down, if a virus attacks it, or if its power is down for a week, and sometimes happens, and then you would always default to your paper charts. And when power comes up, you'd always have to enter your withdrawal data. It's not much of a data entering burden because the reporting is always not that frequent. This happens monthly. And they are supposed to, in a facility scenario, they are supposed to collect data on a weekly basis. If they don't have a full EMR, and they're supposed to tally and archive the data, their HMIS data every week, and monthly they're supposed to produce their monthly reports. So most of the time they will be entering almost amounting to a couple of pages, 12 pages to 16 pages of report retro onto the computer, which is not much of a burden.
But isn't data entry done on every patient that comes in?
No. This is not patient. This is aggregate report. So
yeah,
they use the abstract registers to tally the aggregate reports and then enter it into the system.
This is Walter. I was going to ask a question about that because. So this is not an EHR system.
It's
an electronic health record system. That's not what this is.
No.
The hospital, the clinic might have an EHR, but this is a reporting
module
system,
of an EHR,
and a module that
of an EHR,
that can pull data out of an EHR.
Exactly.
Now, what happens if here one of the issues in this country is that we have many EHRs from homegrown EHRs to, large EHR vendors, and each one has its own way to communicate. So how do you handle instances where, or how does this software handle instances where the EHR from this clinic is from this vendor and the EHR from this other clinic is from a different vendor? Do you build interfaces so that this can pull out the data from those different brands?
I guess in this scenario, we would have to. But in the Ethiopian scenario, it's pretty much like just like the paper system is a standard central-driven system. We don't have multiple other systems. Like, it's the only standing up EHR system in the country.
Okay.
And it's by far the also widely deployed EHR system in the country. And as the government would want, the direction is to have one system at least within facility throughout the country. And so we haven't had that challenge so far because it's only one monotonic system.
One brand of system,
which this is one component within a system. It's much easier to abstract the data whenever you have an electronic health record system deployed. But in the future, if that may be, then we were thinking of also including SDMX indicator standards into the software.
Other questions? Yeah, back in there. Would you repeat the question? I'm not going to repeat the whole. But your question is about the transition from paper to electronic and the kind of the process, the challenges, the ways in which you.
It's a patient-driven system, patient data. But that system couldn't be at the moment in every facility, not because the system is not ready, but because of infrastructure, computers and kinds. So since that system is modular, like, for example, the OPD is modular, the IPD, there is one part of that system, which is the EHMIs. That part of the system, the paper and the EHMIs, is exactly the same because it is the reportable. But the patient-driven system, which is the SmartCare, the bigger system where it's sitting, yes, it took, because we helped them harmonize the registers, the logbook, the individual folder, yes, it took some elements from it, but it is bigger than that. For example, it calls to ICD-10. It can bring symptoms for the doctor or for the nurse. So we are in between. It's for the person who's familiar, for the doctor or the nurse who's familiar with the everyday form that they are filling for the patient, individual folder, the system feels similar. But the system can do more for them that a paper couldn't do. That is the bigger SmartCare. But the EHMIs, because it's mandated by the ministry to be certain indicators to be reported, is exactly like the paper system. And that's why only the EHMS has this pink and white thing, because the district person who enters it, sometimes, you know, usually data was not de-aggregated by gender, you know. So we want to make them feel sensitive also that the data they put should be disaggregated by gender, age, and things like that. So it's also encouraging them to do it. But the bigger system, automatically, once you are entered, by the way, we didn't mention, in the system you can also have it network, but also you can use a smart card, like a credit card. And so that automatically identify you as a male and female, so that doesn't need the bigger system. But the EHMI, because it's hand-entered, that's the reason that that it has this division. I hope I answered it.
Yes, there's another question.
Yes. So at a facility level, if you are a hospital and if you are the total implementing hospital, for example, that has the total system, it's like any other EMR. It starts from history of the patient and all those things, you know, what the doctor sends to the lab, everything is connected. If you don't have that full system, you always use your paper before system, and you do the same, like any doctor anywhere does, you take history and the rest of it. Today we were emphasizing more on the government system, on the government part of indicators that they need. But the EMR has thousands and thousands of indicators because it depends on the patient-provider interaction. The government, what the government wants, and I hope that it will happen within a couple of years, is for all hospitals at least to have the full EMR. At the moment, 100 facilities in the country have the mixed EMR. Some of them have the full, some of them have implemented only the medical record e-piece. That makes their life easier. 800 of the districts are going to, and all of the hospital and all of the health centers are going to implement the EHMIS model. And like I said, it's more about not having enough computers. It doesn't have anything else to do. It's not because of the software. It's the capacity of the government and the donors to help to bring computers to the country. And I think it's coming very fast at the moment.
Just to add on her question on previously, concerning the user interface, when we designed the user interface, there had been many research, like we had a certain group of users we piloted with, and we've grouped the indicators in most logical way, as opposed to different to the paper, but they were more error prone in entering the data because it didn't actually look like the paper, because they're more used to reading the first row, entering data for the first row. And like majority or part of the data error that happens is data, when they actually encode the data, they make mistakes. So as much as possible, we've tried to have some validation wherever we can to minimize that error. We have like min and max values, text values or numeric values, and like you've just seen, pink and, you know, coloring, so that they can least make errors. That's all.
You know, a follower? Yeah.
The government, so 3 years has been since the government decided it has to be one system in the country. That means the paper system. And around 4 months ago, they, with different partners, went and looked at quality, completeness, validation, and things like that. It was around 70%. So it's not that bad. Some areas are more than that, and some areas are lower. But to be honest, from a system 4, 5, 6 years ago, small box used to be reported because of data error. So from that to reach a system where they can be comfortable that data has been entered. By the way, every facility also does their data check using LQAS. It's part of their training. So they, before they send it, they have to check their own data for errors. So they do local level also validation. But the government wants it to be 85-90% in the next few years.
I have a quick question too, because this system is it's a reporting system for aggregated data for statistics. This module, but this again doesn't replace the other part of public health, which is reporting individual cases with detailed information about that case. So the actual identifiable information about a patient. So this one aggregates the numbers and total number of cases of malaria or of any other condition, but there's a separate reporting system that when I see a patient with malaria, I have to report it within 24 hours, 48 hours to the public health authority with detailed description of the name and the address and all the, that's right, is that
yes.
correct? That's a separate system.
So this is that separate system is this one. We call it public health surveillance system. It's another module in the system, and it tracks certain diseases, and it automatically goes to the National Public Health Laboratory or National Public Health Institute, which is like a sister institute like CDC for Ethiopia. And the other one, the regular one, goes to the direct Ministry of Health, like HHS, basically.
Okay. Yeah. Any other questions? All right. Well, thank you very much again.